This morning, President Trump tweeted, "Total witch hunt," all caps, and "Attorney-client privilege is dead." He's referring to what happened yesterday. FBI agents seized privileged communications between the president and his personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, the man known as Trump's fixer. Cohen admits to paying adult film actress Stormy Daniels $130,000 before the 2016 election. Daniels' lawyer says it was to keep her quiet about an affair with Trump. Jonathan Turley is a law professor at George Washington University. Professor Turley, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
What do you think is behind the raid of Michael Cohen's office, his home, and his hotel room? What's going on?
Well, for many of us who have been critical of Mr. Cohen's record, there's nothing particularly surprising in this occurrence. Cohen, it seems to mix roles as lawyer, friend, fixer, business person in a rather uncomfortable way for most lawyers. Clearly, Mueller is looking into the Stormy Daniels controversy as well as other possible fraud allegations. Those allegations include some transactions dealing with Ukraine, some dealing with Russia. In fact, there's some overlap with what Mueller investigated with regard to Paul Manafort.
Paul Manafort, Donald Trump's former campaign manager. So you're saying that just in the way that the special counsel Robert Mueller went after Manafort for something far removed from Donald Trump is still serving its purpose, you're saying he might be doing the same thing with Michael Cohen?
That's right. While some of us were skeptical and are still skeptical about the criminal case against Trump for collusion, the Stormy Daniels controversy has all the elements of a potential criminal case. It certainly is a greater threat, in my view, for the president. The reason is that the money that Cohen gave as effective hush money to Daniels looks a lot like the type of money that was the basis of the prosecution of John Edwards, who was the former Democratic presidential candidate. So the Justice Department has previously prosecuted people for what are called in-kind campaign contributions, when you make these types of payments to, in Edwards' case, a mistress, or in this case, a former porn star associated with the president.
But that sounds like it could cause much more trouble for Cohen than it would for Donald Trump.
Well, Cohen is so connected to Trump, it's hard to put a piece of paper between them. What's curious is that many of us have argued for months that Trump should sever any connection to Cohen, who's perfectly radioactive. Instead, Trump had dinner with Cohen at Mar-a-Lago just a week ago, and just a couple days ago affirmed that he is his attorney. It's really quite breathtaking. Cohen has magnified the dangers for not just himself, but his client. And what's really problematic here is that there's always a concern when the Justice Department raids the office or home of an attorney. I think Trump is right about that. There's some serious attorney-client privilege questions. But Trump picked the wrong attorney. I mean, Cohen is infamous for mixing his role as attorney and friend and fixer and business person. That doesn't bode well if you're going to raise the privilege that protects clients, because you first have to be a lawyer to raise the lawyer-client privilege.
A lot more to come on this story. Thank you very much. Jonathan Turley, law professor at George Washington University. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.